It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 15th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 1% at $65,916. ETH is down 1% at $3,233. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit a million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Binance coin is down 1% at $579. Those are your leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Render up 20%, Arbitrum up 15%. Well, Germany's largest federal bank, LBBW, is gearing up to meet the growing demand for crypto services by offering custody solutions in partnership with Bitpanda. The initiative, slated for the second half of 2024, aims to provide institutional and corporate clients with a secure platform for storing and trading cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ether. By teaming up with Bitpanda, LBBW seeks to offer its customers top-notch technical and regulatory infrastructure while ensuring high security standards. Well, $33 million worth of Bitcoin mined back in April 2010 made its first move after nearly 14 years of dormancy. The wallet, known for holding onto its mining rewards without much activity, finally saw some action, split into two transactions. 17 BTC, about $1.1 million, went to a wallet often linked with exchanges like Coinbase. Meanwhile, the remaining 33 BTC headed to a brand new wallet, possibly staying within the miner's possession but under a different address. Well, Adidas and the fitness app Steppin are teaming up to launch a collection of NFTs and physical merchandise. The collaboration will kick off with the Steppin and Adidas Genesis Sneakers NFT collection, featuring 1,000 NFTs inspired by Adidas's iconic running shoes. These NFTs will be available on Steppin's sister marketplace, Muar, starting April 17th. The partnership plans to release more NFT drops and wearable items over the next year. And finally, some crypto moves in the sports world. The Winklevoss twins have invested $4.5 million worth of Bitcoin into Real Bedford FC, a football club owned by What Bitcoin Did podcast host Peter McCormack. This investment, the largest ever made into a UK football club outside of professional leagues, aims to develop a new training center and support youth football. In the UFC space, VeChain and UFC announced NFC and blockchain-powered fighting gloves. This collaboration aims to enhance athlete protection and authenticate products using blockchain technology. Also, UFC fighting Renato Moicano requested a bonus prize of $300,000 in Bitcoin after a recent bout. Though he didn't secure the bonus, Moicano's support for Bitcoin earned him praise on social media. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.